Men Tzadi, Siv Ches. Also Laver, Chutz Lebeit HaKnesses, Besad Shai Pesach Pusuch Boi, Beshor Shai Tzibah Mispalem. A person shouldn't walk by the shul, on the side where the opening is, the doorway is. Walk past the door, and not go inside, when everybody else is davening. And they should near a Kekover, Kima Shedon Nichlus Yispalo. So, there's one minion in town, right, this is the minion, and everyone else is going inside the daven, and you're walking by like you're interested. Chas Hashem looks like a person is denying the idea of davening to Hashem. Vim noise maso, if a person's carrying something, so he's not going in because he's carrying something. Oshe lovash trillin, lovash trillin, he's wearing trillin, so obviously he's interested in serving Hashem. Oshesh besha knesses, acher be'ir. There's another shul in town, so maybe he's going to another shul. There's a different opening, different door. Oh, Shirechim ala Behema. Or he's riding by. So all those cases is mutter. Okay, Sivkan Chabetz. Besacha Pesach, Ayin Bibir Agro. So the Mishabura sent you to look at the Bibir Agro. This halacha over here is specifically referring to the wall which has the door. I suppose so. The other issue which we had was facing away from the building. Could be, it's not dependent on the wall with the door, but this halacha is specifically passing by the door and not entering. Okay. Shazir Mizbalim. Ayin B'rima Godam. Shiesh Lahakra. Fila Be'ez. Kriya Shema. Upsukat Azimra. It's not only during Shemon Esrei that this is improper to walk by when everybody's going in the Davin Shemon Esrei. But even if they're davening Pesukei Zimra and Kriya Shema, why it looks like you're not going in? You do not want to join the tzibur in their expression of Kibbutz Hamelach Hashemayim or praise to Hashem Chas V'Shalom. Okay, Ashalavish Tefillin Shneir Shah Omachusar Lov V'Liyav V'Lachoshtei. He's not denying the yoke of Hashem. He's wearing tefillin, so people will not be choshed. He figured he had a good reason. Sheesh Pesach Knesses, there's another shul. Nearly do it in Megillah of Pesach Knesses. There, Lazarus coming Minyanim. Gam Ken Shuri Lo Yivar LeChosha. The same thing. If there's multiple Minyanim in the same shul, so maybe he went down by early Minyan. He's down by later Minyan. So that's not a problem. Asher Roichev. So what is riding the behemah help? Shenikar Shivnei Shuv Torah B'Shmiras HaBehemah Eino Niklus. So it's obvious the person not entering because He has to carry the animal, so that's what's not allowing him to go into the shul right now. Okay, the next sif is the loch of tefillah b'tzibur. Right, so the Mishabura is quite extensive on it, and it's interesting. We'll see that tefillah b'tzibur is a Chazal did not make it as a chiyuv gomer. I mean, we discussed earlier the idea how far a person has to travel to be able to catch a minion. And the Gemara talks about the idea if you're traveling and there's a minion ahead, so you should continue 4 mil to get there. If it's behind you, you only have to go back 1 mil's worth. So you can't say you're an honor. There's a person go back more than a mil. Chazal won't require you. The other hand, Chazal looked at that idea of not davening with a minion was something which would be if a person understood the efficacy of prayer properly. It's like saying, listen, you don't have to make $1 million, but, you have to make, I have an opportunity right now to make $10 million. You don't have to if you don't want to, but, it's available. So we would assume most people would want to. If they didn't, that'd be strange, right? So that's how Chazal sort of set it up. They didn't make it a Chiyav Gomer, but they put some level of Chiyav on it. Yishtadol, in the language of the Shulchan Aruch, Yishtadol, on Siftes, Lispalo, Beit Zeknes, Zimat Tzibur. A person should take the effort to go daven with the minion in the shul. If he's an onus and will not be able to come, he should arrange his davening that should be at the same time as they're davening in shul. Similarly, people live out in the villages and they don't have a minyan. They should try and arrange the tefillah should be in the parallel to the same time they're davening in the cities. When he spell a b'yachid, So there's two miles over here. One is davening with a tzibur, one is davening in a shul. So even if you're davening by yourself and you're not davening at the same time as a tzibur, you should still try and daven in the shul. So if you can't get the shul, or if you get the shul but not at the same time as the minyan, either way, those both have significance to them. B'shavuos of Kotan Chav Zayin. The Yisrael Beis HaKnesses. Now, we say the Yisrael into the Beis HaKnesses, that means that filo im yesh lo asar b'beisoy, yishtadol b'Beis HaKnesses. Even if you could make a minyan in your own house, you already have 10 people, it's proper to take the effort to go to shul, as opposed to davening in your house. And we'll see later on about that idea of having a multiple minyanim. Now, Sivkot and Chavches. So here the Mishnah Berurah has a riches to talk about the importance of Tzilah B'Tzibur. Ima Tzibur. Shadam with the Shu'a Minyan. Minei She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moyes B'Tfilas HaTzibur. The Bershom does not disregard, Moyes is a strong language, the Bershom doesn't find the Tfilah of Tzibur repulsive. But he might find the tefillah of a yachid repulsive. Right? You're davening to me, really, you, with all of your averus and all of the things that you're not, and your lack of kavanah, you know, you think I have to listen to you. The whole thing is insulting, almost. That's the tefillah. The Rav Aaron Cutler says in one place, he says that the process of, he's talking about simply vidui, but the whole process, you know, the idea is vidui, you're coming from your creator, and you admit that you did something wrong. So that, you know, you walk into the king's palace, you walk in front of all of the ministers, and you say, you know, the king, I ignored you, I did this and that. There's an element of insult there. But of course, Baruch Hu allows you to do so because that's the process, right? So then he says, but you know what, you don't really mean it, you're not even thinking about it. So like that's the Vidui Pass, a horrible aveira, he says, because like, you know, then it ends up being mamash an insult to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're standing over here publicly, you know, in front of all of the malachim, saying this statement that you've done something wrong, and you couldn't care less. You didn't even think about it. So Tefillah B'Tzibur has an element almost in a certain sense. The person comes and the Russian says, you know, he davens lachlanu and he davens for refu. And the Russian says, you, excuse me, what do you think you are? But at the same time, Tefillah B'Tzibur, the Russian was not moyis. So Ramosha says a fascinating thing. He says, so if Chazal tell us that the tefillah b'yachid is not moved to be miskabel, and tefillah b'tzibur is moved out to be miskabel, part of the process of tefillah is the process of having your tefillah miskabel. It makes sense that you have a responsibility to do this. It's not just like it's a nice thing. It's not just like, you know, make some effort. You have a chiyuv to do this. If we understand that if a person takes them and says, you don't really have a right to have food, anything else in your life without tefillah, but your tefillah will be answered this way and not answered this way. It's like, how do you expect this world to work exactly without going to a minyan? Like, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Okay. Vafilo imhoyu behem choytim lo yumonam in lispalo imahem. Even if that shul where you're going, there's some people over there which are not such big, they do averus, they're choytim. That's not a reason not to daven with them. Actually, Chazal said that any tinus which Klai Yisrael would be geyser, then we get together to daven, it must have Parsha Yisrael amongst them to be a valid tefillah. So the fact that you have Parshim there is not a reason that Chazal saw it almost as a milah, but definitely not a negative thing in the tefillah.
So why do we ask Rishus to daven with a faranim before a nidui?
That's a question of somebody who would be chayiv and would be chayiv some level of a cherim or a nidui. Right. That's, you know, there's certain averas which the person is considered to be outside of the pale. So that's a different ballgame. Okay. Im yesh to shtei bote kinesias vechad behem yesh beravam. One shul has a larger tzibur, says Ravam. Mitzvah lispalel bo yosef. It would be proper to daven that minyan.
More of the time.
I'm sorry.
More yosef meaning more of the time, or because it's a larger.
Out of the two choices, it'd be better to daven there with another option. However, but the fact that such a large group there, it creates a lot of distraction. It's harder to hear the davening, it's harder to hear the lightning. With the spoil of a base of basuras to make a small minion instead. Okay. Now, interesting thing which Ramesh has a tshuva where you have multiple avail and multiple yard sites, whatever it is, and you want to make multiple inyanim, so it's having one large minyan, and everybody's saying Kaddish. Ramesh says, you should have one minyan, and everybody should say Kaddish. That's better. Rebam is better than dividing up the small minyanim. But the only case where he says, if there's something intrinsically lost in the tefillah because of it, then obviously you would be better. It's nice to daven Rebam, it's better to daven. You know, so Rav Am is going to end up being a bilbul, and you know, it's all this big crowd, etc. You're like, okay, so then you're done with a smaller minion. The choice between right now there's no minion in shul, and you have a minion in your house of 10. Tefillah tzibur odif. So then it's better to daven with 10 at home than in the basic knesses by yourself. Even though in the shul you'll catch the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu, but you won't get Shmoneh Esrei together with the Tzibur. So davening with your smaller minion at home, right? So let's say the times work out that you miss the main minion in the shul, so you can either go into the shul, daven Yechidus, catch the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu at the end, or you can daven at home with this minion that you have, the small minion you have close by, which will only be 10 people, but it's not even in a shul, it's in a house. So, but the mice, you'll let Tefillah B'Tzibur over there, so the Tefillah B'Tzibur is preferred. Now here he quotes the Chayyadim, next step. V'Yigur Tefillah B'Tzibur, who Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei, people would think, the Chayyadim points out, that the main purpose of having a minion is the Kedusha and the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu, etc. That's incorrect. The main purpose of having a minion is the Daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. Which means it's Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei. Hanashi Spalo Asara Noshim Shem Gedolim B'Yachad. 10 people will daven together. Ulaikum Ashachoshim Ha'amon Shikar Yispalo Basara Hurak Lishmai Kaddish Kedusha Baruch. The main purpose of having a minion is to be able to say the worship of Kedusha of Kaddish Kedusha Baruch. L'chein Enam Akpinim Rak Shiyu Asar B'Vesek Nesis. So the main thing is having 10 people there, even though they're not davening together. Mizel Toz, that's a mistake. You should make sure you get on time. Get there on time. So even you're not going to miss any Kaddish and Kedusha, whatever it is, but you get there on time to be able to daven Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. Now, this Chayodim is the source for the discussion about when you start your Shmoneh Esrei, do you need to have 10 people starting together? Or do you need to have, is 6 enough? So that's, we have potentially two or three madrigals. So we have a person who's davening, one person's davening, there's 10 people there. So in that situation, he's allowed to say a Hecha Kedusha, he can say a Kaddish, he can say a Baruch Hu, etc. Right? But there's no Din Chazar Hashatz. If you have 6 people davening together, davening Shmoneh Esrei together, and you have a total of 10 people, you have 6 people davening. So then there's a din of Chazor Shashatz. You had Rebbe and you had Rebbe Tzibur Davin. So there's a din of Chazor. What about Tefillah B'Tzibur? The mile of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Do you need 6 or do you need 10? So the source for it is this Chayyadim. Because the Chayyadim says that the Iker Tefillah B'Tzibur is the Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei, which he explains means that 10 people should daven together B'Yachad at the same time. So that's where they get this, the Diuk. The Mishabur quotes the Chayyadim. Apparently, that Tefillah B'Tzibur is the Milo needs 10 people. So even if you have 10 people in the room, they're not all starting at the same time, you don't have the Milo of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Now, the Raya is not foolproof because the Chayyadim is contrasting it against everybody diving on their own and just saying Kaddish Kedusha Baruch. So maybe he meant a Tefillah, when he's saying 10, he didn't, his point wasn't 10 versus 6. His point was a group together as opposed to individuals just copying Kaddish and Kedusha. So it's hard to make the diuk. So the Dayan Weiss in Menachos Yitzchok says he feels that the diuk in the Chayyadim is not compelling at all. since we find that the Gabi Din of Chazor Shashatz, that the definition of a Tzibur davening, which requires a Din of Chazor, is six people, we have no right to be Mechadish that Tfilah B'Tzibur requires 10 people davening B'Yachad. The whole Makor is a Diyuk and a Chayotim, which is not compelling. You know, there's no Gemara which says it anywhere. Right? And we know that the definition normally is six. He says he's not convinced. That being said, Rav Moshe seems to say that the diak and the chayotim is compelling, and you have to have 10 together. The points that, if you go back to Siman Samachtes, just to finish off the thought.
The reason why one would need to have 10 by Mincha but only 6 by Maariv, like why Shul would split it like that?
Maybe. Now, because the Mishabur and Siman Samachtes have gotten Ches, and Morgan Rome, which the top of the Tin of Hacha, because you're saying, you know, the Arbel of Nateva and saying, Tanishman Esri Aldad and saying Kedusha, he says, because when the meal nearly the main Shom Shisha Shal Yispalo, Yispalo Shlech Tibur Belachash, right Yasim Yad Bekol Rome. This is not the regular Chazar Shashatz because you don't have a tzibur, because there weren't six people davening together. So Mishabur says Rav Minyan is called tzibur gomer. So the argument now is which Mishabur is the Iker. So Dine Weiss says, this is the Iker Mishabur, and over here he doesn't mean anything more than that. Russia, this is the Iker Mishabur, and over here it means, you know, it has the Din of Chazor Shashatz. So, again, it's hard to, you know, so we would like the Mila of we would like to be guaranteed the Mila of Tfilah B'Tzibur, because that's the whole idea. And if some people argue that, you know, you're not getting it, so maybe we shouldn't do that. On the other hand, you have to measure that vis-a-vis the Tircha D'Tziburah. It's a nice chumrah that you want to undertake, but you know we have a tzibur which needs to get to work or whatever it is. You can't necessarily. It's not compelling enough that you're allowed to necessarily force it upon the tzibur. So that's the interesting question, of what do you do? So you have a nice, relaxed minyan. There was a mincha and marav pashas because mincha is a chiyuv gomer lamaisa and marav it was rishus even though Christ was makabel it, but it's a rishus. I personally would have said, I mean, tzad the tircha the tzibur issue, that would have been more mekel by mincha and more macher by marav. Because nobody's in a rush anymore. If you want to go home to eat some food, it's a tough luck. And you want to get back to work, you know, by the middle of the day, let's get back to work. That's, you know, that's more of a compelling issue than the other route. Okay. People daven very late. See, there's an early minyan which is a small group. They daven, you know, shachris, and they daven musaf as well. So I understand shachris, you want to daven vizman, right? You want to daven and make sure that you daven early zman. Why are you davening musaf now? Daven musaf with the whole tzibur. Go to every should daven musaf together. All right, but they'd rather, you know, get it done earlier because there's plenty of time after to go to shul. Yes, it's time to spell a musaf in a tzibur beis haknesses. The rabbi of Hadras Melech can't call for shubas yad aliyosim and membeis. Now, medaf ki mokam yuchel tefilosu hu beis haknesses. This that it's proper for you to just have a shachar there and then continue on to the shul, because that's your mokam kavu, is the shul. Albemein may come and yuchel the spell of beis haknesses. He doesn't always necessarily dive on the shul. Then Tavyosa Shispalo called a Tfilah B'Mokam Hecha. Then it's proper that you should finish up the whole davening. You shouldn't split up the middle of davening. Because the Tumor Ravaz, Tofu is a person who's imprisoned. Shasar Nasan La Rishos to Yamecha Lispalo Matsibir B'Minyan. He's allowed to go out once. They'll let him come out under guard, obviously. one time in the year he can come out to daven with a minyan. He can pick whatever he wants. Yispel oisa yom tekev. V'lo yach hamitzel yachavtim al yom kippurim ha'purim. You know, I have one day, I'll wait till Purim, Pesach, whatever it is. No. You have an opportunity to do mitzvah right now. Do mitzvah right now. What will be in the future? That's not the proper way to do it. So the Chayyotim discusses Klach Samachas is a fascinating simon. The Chayyotim in general first, what we normally refer to as simonim, the Chayyotim calls Klolim. What we call Sifim, the Chayyotim calls Simonim. So his chapters are called Klolim, and his paragraphs are called Simonim. So Klal Samachas is the section where he deals with all of the major Klolim of how to approach mitzvahs, Rabbi Mezuz Melech, and mitzvah Halir Chal Tach Mitzeno, Emer Verlan Mitzvahs, and mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, etc., all of the klolim which we have in Shas about how to do things properly, he goes to them and he brings together all the ones in one chapter, one klal. And what's fascinating, there's a whole sefer written on it, because this is, you know, you basically have all of the klolim in Shas that you need to put together in one parak. Like, why not write a sefer on it? So there's a sefer written on that. It's beer and an extension of his thoughts. So whether he deals with this question of taking precedence over something which has a greater chashivah. So that's, you know, I have a choice between Rav HaMadras Melech davening later or Shizam Adim Mitzvah davening earlier. I can make a bris in the morning right away, first thing in the morning, Shizam Adim Mitzvah with a small group, or I can wait till later on in the day and get a larger crowd. So what's better, Rav HaMadras Melech or Shizam Adim Mitzvah? So that's where he deals with this question: how do you take precedence? So the Radvaz is saying that mitzvah yochal tach mitzeno, you have the opportunity to do mitzvah now. You do it now. You don't push it off to something later on. Emer v'er l'mitzvahs, you have the mitzvah in front of you. You know, emer l'mitzvahs, zizam adim l'mitzvahs. You have all of those arguments to tell you to do it right now. I think I told you once. Now, a little bit different idea. I mentioned it recently. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav has a tshuva in the back of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He has a tshuva where he says, I mentioned, I can tell you the Rizal says that every time you answer Kedusha, you're Mekayim Mitzvah Deraisa, Minitashi B'Sech B'nei Yisrael. Tefillah is Derbanan, Kedusha is Deraisa. Person's Amnish B'nes, right? And it's Chanukah. And he realizes if he skips Al Nisim, which is the Rabbanan, to say Al Nisim, he'll be able to be maspik to finish in time to answer Kedusha. If he says Al Nisim, he'll miss Kedusha. Al Nisim is the Rabbanan, Kedusha is the Raisa. But right now he's been going sick in Tefillah, which includes Al Nisim. So is it proper for him to... Al Nisim is not ma'akib in the Tefillah, so is it better to skip Al Nisim and say Kedusha, or to continue Shemoneh Esrei as you're supposed to be davening it, and then you'd not have Kedusha? See, Pasen, you continue Shemoneh Esrei as you're supposed to, and you would lose Kedusha. Because right now you're doing this mitzvah, you focus on this mitzvah, you don't jump to the next thing. You have this mitzvah in front of you, you do this, you don't worry about something afterwards.
Who passes
that? Shulchan Aruch Rav. Okay. Let's say a person is an onus. So what's onus? So we think onus, a person remembers, a person sick. Hainu shetosh koichoi av shen ocheilus. So Mishabur says a kula, he's weak. So he hasn't taken the bed because of it. But he's weak, and it's an effort, and he's not mechuyav to do that. So the Mishabura seems to lower down the standard of going to minyan pretty low. Right? I feel pretty weak. So somebody one time asked me on this. I said somebody asked me this recently also. I said, yeah. So I asked the person, you know, would you go to work? You feel like that? He said, yeah. So then you should go to davening also. Then you're not toshkoichai. Right? If it's for money, you're willing to go, so that means you're not tosh koichai. So, right? So you tell me, you know what, it was the Shabbos and the snow was 3 feet high and, you know, it's exhausting and you wouldn't go to work even though you would lose the day and there's no vacation and you would dock the day and you lose your pay and you need the pay and you can't afford to lose it, but you can't go, what are you supposed to do? Yeah, that's an onus. So you don't have to go down either. But, you know, work, if I lose the money, I would go. there's no telecommuting, there's no vacation days, and you need the money, you know, I'm making $300,000, I don't care if it's the day. No, you need the money. But you're honest, so you can be honest with Fitfila also. It doesn't sound mean, like, whatever, you know. Be more honest, Mormon. Shemach mash hishtad lusoy, lispalo imatibar yobar l'day hefzit, yog lispalo bebesa beyog, yodah bebesa knesses b'lo tzibar. Shemaneas rebach lo yimona min lispalo imatibar, t'chilok yesh b'maneas rebach l'bein hefzit mekisoy. You could actually lose money. You have money in your pocket, you're going to lose the money. That's called hefset. You're not going to make a profit. That's called minis revach. Minis revach is not an argument to miss tefillah. But a hefset is it would allow you to. V'heyed al ha'goyin Reb Zalman mirlish abad the tekilas ha'kadosh Hamburg. Reb Zalman was the Rav of Hamburg. He was walking to shul, wrapped in his towels and tefillin. Person had precious jewels to sell. He says, come to my house and I'll show them to you. So Reb Zalman said, you know, after that, I'll wait for me and I'll come over. Exactly how big a Rhinish tailor is, tailor I don't know, but you know it's a big coin. So the guy made tremendous profit on it. So because he went to daven, he lost tremendous profit. So he says his response was, "Wow, Baruch Hashem, look what I was able to do to show the chashivish of davening for myself." Right. That's like a nine type of, you know, way of looking at something, right? The kehila has the power to put a financial knas on people who are not coming to daven, either because they're learning or because they're busy making money. Well, Ashirim Yesh Liktus Yesh, the people who are rich, obviously the knas should be larger. He's learning. Yeah, but that's, you know, but people don't know why you're not coming. People think, okay, he doesn't understand the chashivas of davening. So that's not a p'tur. So therefore, he has to get a knas as well. So a person can't daven in the shul, so he should at least daven, or he's living out in the villages, he should daven at the same time as the shul is davening. If you can get a minion, make a minion. That's difficult to make a minion. So then you say you just daven at the same time as the tzibur. You have to daven the same tefillah as they're davening. So davening musa, when they're davening shacharis, it's not called the same time as the tzibur is davening. But the ma'aseh, if you're davening at the exact same time in the shul with them, so you're davening as part of a tzibur. The fact you're davening a different tefillah, that is not megareya. To say you're davening at the same time as a tzibur, you're not. You're davening something totally different.
So that would be you saying to daven musaf in the shul while they're davening shacharis or something.
Right.
That would be okay. That would be something, or that's not like preferential, but that would at least be considered field of the seat work.
I repeat them. So what did you say?
I mean, that he says feels hot seat work. So you're saying you're getting sort of credit for davening the seat work for that minion, for that tefillah, as opposed to davening musaf at home while they're seat work davening shacharis. That's nothing.
Right. Correct. So the Meshadish over here brings a Chazanish who says that it's not really a tefillah tzibur, a full din of tefillah tzibur, because the Meshadish said you're not davening the same tefillah as them. I'm not sure if he's saying the Pshat is that Pshat Meshabur, or he's arguing the Meshabur, because the Meshabur seems to read that it's called tefillah tzibur. Okay. And if a person is davening shachris and arvis at the same time as the tzibur is davening, it's probably shachris. Most of the kash the tzibur ma'akim tefillas is shachris. If your problem is that people daven late, but so now you have a problem. But darbi yishuv is not too late that it's after the zman, but it's not the first at the crack of dawn. The guy's up from the crack of dawn, so what's he going to do then? But darbi yishuv is also a feel a little more kamosha kazav simin peites sivav simin reshlam beis. He's all by himself. Lives in a farm. He's all by himself. There's nobody there to remind him. So he can't learn. Shema yimasher b'limoy b'yavres man tefillah. If he'll miss the davening. So he can't learn. Can you spell his man oruch? And therefore, by waiting until the time that Zebra davens. So he's in a farm and he wakes up at the crack of dawn to take care of the chickens and the cows, etc. Right? And now they don't daven until 7:30. It's 5:30 in the morning. At 2 hours, what are you going to do? Can't learn. So he wastes 2 hours. So the situation, chayim mutav shispalu take a ben neisachama daven tefillah neisachama. Bekolshken chayyim she tefillah segdolus mispalim take a msherim beberkerim ken lelam ubashoshes yirim mispalim. Nowadays there's multiple minyanim in the big cities, so whatever time you daven the same time as the sefer.
It's referring to the big city nearest you, or just some city?
Possibly some city. It's all dafka that's here, the city closest to you. Bizman shatzibur, you should daven the same time as the tzibur. Perish of shah shakilos yisuam is problem when people are davening. Basha shenogal hakdim arvis, kama shakob and islam as hey. Yachid hadar b'kfar, or b'derech, sarkla hamdan as hetzik ha'chabim. The minig was, but the tzibur, in order to get, they would, they didn't want to walk home when it was nighttime, so it wasn't safe. And they would get everything together for a minute. And they would daven marv before it was dark. It was still light up. So I should daven the same time as the tzibur. I should daven early. It's not really proper to daven early. We should wait up to say to daven. They had a specific issue which they had addressed because they were a tzibur. So the yochid will not daven the same time as the tzibur in that situation. He should wait to say to kachav. Okay. If a person cannot daven the same time as the minyan, but he can make it to the shul, he'll daven by himself. He should do so. Abba b'kein, neshu mokum kavur l'kedusha, tefilasim iskabelo shom yosir. Tefila said in the shul has greater kedusha, because it's a mokum of tefila. Pasha dimut hamachokum, v'shashchil Hashem, k'shiyabachu tefila, v'esak neset yispal v'besa. If walking in, like, you know, what happened? You overslept, you know. Maybe you had a good excuse, but people are not going to necessarily think that. People tend to judge negatively more than they tend to judge positively. So, Tichil Hashem. Let's just tell you, this is like a side issue. I always grapple with this issue, like, you guys who put on tefillin for mincha. You ever saw that? They overslept shacharis. To the point that they davening mincha, they didn't put tefillin yet today, so they davening shmonaseh with tefillin. So it's correct. You should davening shmonaseh with tefillin, first tefillah of the day. But it's a chil Hashem. Yeah. You're making a public statement that you overslept shachris to the point that you have to daven mincha with tefillin. You know, so they don't think like that because nobody's going to think that, you know, about me. I'm a nobody, but you know they don't realize that they're not a nobody. You know, so.
So that person should then stay home. Or
goes, there's no shim, you know.
There's a sign there. You can't go in.
You know, there's no ladies there, you know. Dressed up like a lady, I don't know. Okay. We're tefillin, but sure you'll be able to know. Anyway, okay. You had Kshavin Imat Tzibur, when you're together with the Tzibur, also Lord Lahakim Tvilosil the Tvilos Tzibur, then you can't start early. You can't be in the shul. They're going to start Shonesra, and you get up to start Shonesra early. It's like, you know, like you're being mamush, be a dayim, removing yourself from the tefillah of the tzibur. Elam kena shoveris, reina tzibur mispalim, fisha marichim apiyutim, the tzibur acheris. It's getting late, it's time to daven, you need to daven Shonesra already, it's man for tefillah. And the tzibur is slapping it out, you know, they have a chazan going, whatever, they're having, you know, the marich apiyutim, whatever it is. But if that's not the issue, that's going to go over time, past the Zman, Yispalo piyutim at the chinos yim at tibur will yifresh min at tibur afil lasim at ibrit her. The guy said, you know what? I don't hold a piyutim. I don't. They said there's extra tefillas, extra piyutim and chinos. Chalish with them. I'll damage for nesri now. I'll sit down and learn. You know. Well, excuse me. You can't be fresh min at tibur. Because I'll have wonderful names for people who are Persh min at tibur. So for Yerush Gehenim, etc. So it's, you know, big tzaddik, but it's not a good idea. Sifkat Lamadali. Now, he says, you should daven with the sea, you can't do it before the deeper. He's already said before, if you daven in your house, you shouldn't daven before the deeper. Af gav the Pacific Kadam Kosta, the Philo Hubebeso, Yacham, and the Shosha Tibur Mispalim, you're daven at home. You should also daven at the same time as Shul, i.e., not before. Haino Kadesh Tay Tfilos and Nishmas, you're getting that the Tfilah will be accepted better in Shemai. Avli Surah Lekko, Imakdim with Tfilos and Tzibra, though over there's not an Isser. Avli Kashami and Matzibra, Imakdim, Isur and Ami Ika, but the Davin with the Tzibra and then, like, and Biadayim, Davin early and ignore them, that's Mamashu, that's improper, that's an Isser. So, Shemazam is an interesting question. You're Davin with the Tzibra and they're, you want to daven nates, and they're not good at making nates, so they're going to go over time. And you daven, so you want to start shunasim before them, so you can't do it. Also, you can't be machtim to the tzibur. You want to daven, so go out of the room, go to a different room, but don't daven sit in the same room as the shul as that, and start early. Rav Adi is a tshuva where he says that, you know, starting slightly before is not the issur. It's not, you know, he doesn't say exactly how much the time is, you know, but. So if you're talking about 30 seconds, it's not an issue. What you're talking about is, like, you know, there's a significant, or you calculate the nates differently. Something of that sort. I think we spoke about once that, you know, the calculations that they have on the charts aren't taking into consideration a lot of the other calculations that you really need to calculate when we talk about nates. So I'm very good at it, but they don't listen to me, you know, whatever reason, you know. So I know what this is. I know the elevation, and I know the humidity, and I know the barometric pressure, and I cheshbon it out that it's a minute and a half before there's man. So what am I supposed to do? So go walk out. Don't daven early beforehand.
So you can walk out?
You can walk out. You can't stand in the room and daven early ahead of them.
But even, I mean, behind the room, wouldn't that be an issue also? So everyone can see it?
No, I mean, you say chodav man hoben. You know. It's not available to buy. That's a different issue. But say chodach man hoben. They, you know, I'll daven before you. You know, I get it better than you. You know, mashmi gemor the feeling who writes the asas there bishul limutara can she esher shoy kavu limutara etzal achad and you want to start you need to daven early so don't. Because about ba'achdim tzorachul amar l'tilos, you need to daven early. Can she esel derech? Yetsi v'esek knesi yispal v'beisoi. V'efshar b'shul limud Torah gam ken mutalasus. Can maybe that would also be a heter if you're losing your shir kavu of learning. Kemash v'sever mar mordechach. Achshamar l'inyan tfilos musif. V'efshar l'inyan shachris. Maybe the same thing. I'll come on b'siv yudches. Let's hold it over here.